Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a major search operation is continuing off the coast of Sligo for a fisherman after a boat was found aground with its engine running in Donegal Bay yesterday. Latest figures show there's been a 9% increase in the number of families homeless in the northwest. Letterkenny University Hospital remains one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country today. And the Justice Minister is being urged to upgrade Donegal Town Courthouse. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferter. First in news, a major search operation is continuing this evening for a missing fisherman off the coast of Sligo. The alarm was raised after a fishing vessel was found aground with its engine running in Donegal Bay yesterday. The search is being coordinated by Mullenhead Coast Guard. Jessica Woodlock has the latest.
The Irish Coast Guard says an extensive search took place overnight for a fisherman who was reported missing off Mullagh Moor in County Sligo. A multi-agency search is still underway, coordinated by Mullenhead Coast Guard. It is being assisted by the Killybegs Coast Guard boat, Ornillai lifeboats from Arranmore, Ballyglass, Bundoran and Sligo, along with a merchant vessel and several local boats. Two helicopters from the Sligo and Dublin Coast Guard units are also being used. Efforts to locate the fisherman have been ongoing since yesterday evening after a member of the public raised the alarm.
There's been a 9% increase in the number of families homeless in the northwest. Meanwhile, in Donegal, 57 adults were registered as homeless last month, down 13%. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
There's been a 3% decline in homeless adults in the northwest. Figures published today by the Department of Housing show 182 adults are without a home in the region. 31 families have registered as homeless in the northwest, which is up 9% on the previous month. The number of children in need of accommodation, meanwhile, is down slightly to 65. In Donegal specifically, 57 adults are homeless, down 13% when compared to figures from July. Nationally, 16,353 people were registered as homeless last month. It's an increase of 295 on the previous month's figure.
Fine Gael's presidential candidate has rubbished concerns about the nomination process. Heather Humphreys has rejected the allegation Maria Steen was actively blocked from running by the larger political parties. Ms Steen fell two nominations short of being eligible for the race earlier this week. Heather Humphreys says she still hopes to represent those who disagree with the system.
I've never been afraid of anybody on a campaign trail. I've been on a ballot paper with 10 or 11 or 12 candidates. I've never been afraid. This is a very democratic process. I got the nomination by more than 20 Oireachtas members. I came through the process. That was very clear. And anybody that wants to run for the presidency realises they must get four local authorities or 20 Oireachtas members. Yeah. That is the process.
Well, fellow presidential hopeful Catherine Connolly is in Donegal today. The independent TD has been visiting Donegal Town, Killybegs, Ardrah and Dunloe as part of her campaign. Letterkenny University Hospital remains one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country today. 32 people were waiting on a bed at the hospital this morning, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Seven of them were on a trolley in the hospital's emergency department. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded, with 89 people waiting for a bed. The Israeli Prime Minister is criticising countries which have recognised a Palestinian state. Dozens of diplomats walked out of the UN General Assembly in New York this afternoon as Benjamin Netanyahu prepared to address the body. Ireland is among more than 150 countries which have recognised a state of Palestine. Benjamin Netanyahu says such countries are rewarding anti-Semitism.
This week, the leaders of France, Britain, Australia, Canada and other countries unconditionally recognized a Palestinian state. They did so after the horrors committed by Hamas on October 7th.
The Justice Minister is being urged to upgrade Donegal Town Courthouse. The building is temporarily closed due to health and safety concerns. From October the 1st, its scheduled sittings will be moved to Ballyshannon. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says immediate works are needed.
A note went out yesterday evening saying that the court service had announced that from the 1st of October next week, all court settings scheduled for Donegal Court will take place in Ballyshannon. And the courts apparently have been advised by the Office of Public Works that due to health and safety concerns in Donegal Courthouse, that is no longer safe for public use. So the OPW are now carrying out a full building condition survey, after which the next steps will be considered. And of course, I have now contacted the Minister for Justice regarding this. And my fear and the fear of many in Donegal Town that if it's moved to Ballyshannon, then it may be retained there. But I'm told that that will not happen, that the repairs will have to be carried out as quickly as possible after the survey. And I've established today that this courthouse is owned by Donegal County Council. So I've also contacted the county manager to include them in any discussions. And I would hope that it wouldn't be necessary to go to public tender, which could take months before a contractor was appointed. I think that they should be pragmatic about this and carry out these repairs as quickly as possible. Now, there has been no jury courts in Donegal Town, circuit courts in Donegal Town since COVID. They're in Letterkenny, so it doesn't affect those. So it affects the other courts. And I think this has to be dealt with as quickly as possible. And an assurance given to Donegal Town that we'll be back there within a reasonable period.
A London court has ruled NECAP's Liam O'Gohany will not stand trial on a terrorism charge. The rapper, known as Mokara, was charged with the offence in May after allegedly displaying a flag in support of Hezbollah. The judge at Woolwich Crown Court today said the charge was instituted unlawfully and it's now been thrown out. Mokara's lawyer, Dara Mackin, welcomed the decision when addressing supporters outside court.
This is not just a victory for NECAP, it's a victory for the freedom of expression. It's a victory for those who continue to take a stand against systemic human rights abuses and genocide. More importantly, this is a victory for the Palestine people who on a daily basis stand against oppression and stand against genocide. This one is for you.
Midlands North West MEP Kieran Mullooly has welcomed a new European housing plan that supports one-off housing in rural areas, calling it an important first step. He says the report includes his push for the right of local people to live locally, which he says is crucial for Donegal's Gaeltacht areas. However, he stressed the need for further amendments to address issues like the defective block scandal that has left thousands of households in Donegal with unsafe homes and is pushing for more accountability in the construction sector.
Well, sometimes people say to me that the European Parliament has no power when it comes to housing in Ireland. That's, you know, it's the near competence of the member state, the government in Dublin. But I think that's not true. And I think we're going to see that again very shortly. You know, for instance, if people ask you where the new regulations came in Ireland with regard to the heating or the insulation of a house or the retrofitting of a house, you'd be told very quickly where it came from. It was European Commission regulations on ratings of houses, A ratings, B ratings and C ratings, and that you're all familiar with. And that was brought from Europe. And I am bringing forward an amendment now to this Housing Act, which will effectively seek proper quality control based on ISO standards. So the housing, the defective block committee in Donegal have brought forward a proposal to me with regard to the ISO block standards that should have been applied in the county and are still not being applied insofar as we know in many, many cases. And I will bring the amendment to ensure that that is included in the legislation at European level and that it is passed back to the Dáil to follow it up at Irish level. Because without those regulations in place, we're still going to have concerns over defective blocks. And Ireland will not qualify for that €15 billion funding if it doesn't follow the advice given.
The Finance Minister expects Ireland's economic forecast to be revised following a new wave of tariffs from the US. Donald Trump announced a 100% levy on branded pharmaceutical imports which don't have a base in America, a 25% levy on heavy truck imports and a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities. He says it will take effect next Friday. Minister Pascal Donoghue says EU companies won't be subject to the higher rate because the trade agreement reached last month acts as an insurance policy.
We believe that is a very important overall framework that we expect will bring certainty to the export of medicines that are so important to our economy and so important to the health of those who use these products. We are now examining the announcement that has been made by President Trump, and we will give that some time to consider it further.
The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association is calling for the new veterinary programme being rolled out at ATU in Letterkenny to prioritise farm animal practice. The group believes half of the admissions should be reserved for students interested in caring for large farm animals and for those with an agricultural background or qualification. NHFA President Fila Malloy says there's a huge recruitment and retention issue in terms of farm vets.
Recruitment and retention of staff as a major issue, and the availability of staff for large animal practices. And that at the moment there's about 9,200 farms in Donegal, and sheep and cattle would be the predominant farming activity carried out on those farms. So we see that there's a need for a system to be put in place that actually trains veterinary practitioners to undertake that work.
And you're calling for a positive discrimination.
Yeah, absolutely. And our proposal is that there'll be 50% of those places retained for students that would have a qualification, say, for example, from an agricultural college or an agricultural course in the ATU itself. So you have that background and experience there and qualification. But in order to ensure that there's enough vets to actually service the large animal, you know, the farms and that, I think it's necessary to have a different system of recruitment. Now, what we're basically saying that 50% of the intake would actually be reserved for students coming through that stream.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with golf. Team Europe are off to a strong start on day one of the Ryder Cup in New York. With the latest, we can now head over to Dennis Kirwan.
In the long history of the Ryder Cup, Europe had never won the first three matches on away soil, but that's what happened on an extraordinary morning here in Bethpage Black. John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton got the foursomes underway for Europe against Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas. First blood to the Americans with a birdie at the first, but a birdie at the seventh for the visitors saw that match all square, and four more birdies without reply saw Rahm and Hatton cruise to a 4-3 success. Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick played quite brilliantly in their foursomes match, with Russell Henley and world number one Scotty Scheffler. They shared the first two holes, but three birdies on the spin from the fourth put Europe in control, and they closed out that match 5-3. Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood were always in the ascendancy against Colin Morikawa and Harris English, and the European pair won 5-4. And the final foursomes match, Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland were 3 down to Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. They got it back to all square after 15, but the USA won the last two holes to finally put a red point on the board. So Europe win the foursomes 3-1 and give themselves a great chance of building an opening day lead in the afternoon four balls. US President Donald Trump arrived in Bethpage a short while ago, and Keegan Bradley will be hoping he can motivate his players after a very disappointing start this morning. At the Ryder Cup in Bethpage Black in New York, I'm Dennis Kirwan.
Our golf coverage is with Halfpenny Golf, top brands, best prices. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps make the long trip south to play Cove Ramblers in the SSE Airtricity League First Division this evening. An FAI Cup quarterfinal defeat to Cork City 2 weeks ago, followed by two successive league defeats, has left Harps with little to aim for, with four First Division games remaining. Former captain Keith Curran says Harps boss Kevin McHugh will now be looking to see which players he can count on for next season.
I think it's just a case of trying to, I suppose, get back on track. Yes, it's difficult away to Cove, who will have their own their sights set on promotion as well. So you're facing a different beast down there. But I think Ken will be looking around, saying, you know, who's up for the fight, who wants to be here, who wants to put their body on the line and give it everything for the last game of the season, and you know, or who wants to walk around town wearing a Finn Harps tracksuit. I think that's the kind of the two kind of camps that he seems to be dealing with at the minute. And you know, yeah, so there's still an opportunity for players to put themselves in his thoughts for next year, and then there'll be a few that are probably maybe out the door already.
Elsewhere, leaders Dundalk are at home to UCD. Athlone Town face Wexford. Bray host Longford, and Treaty United are away to Kerry. Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley has sent a message out to his players ahead of the end of the season. The Hoops could be crowned Premier Division champions for the fifth time in 6 years tonight. They'll seal the title with a win against Bohemians if Drogheda United beat Derry City. But Bradley doesn't want his squad to get carried away.
When you get your opportunity, it's your opportunity to stake a claim to play in the team. So if someone comes off it, they won't be in the team. They won't be in the squad. It's that simple. This club and this team doesn't wait for anybody. If you get a feeling that someone's coming off it or someone is not trying when they get their opportunity, well then this isn't for them.
Elsewhere, the bottom two clash at Eamon Dacey Park with Galway United up against Cork City, and Waterford travel to the capital to play last year's champions Shelburne. All games across both divisions kick off at 7:45. At the same time, in the Irish Premiership, Bangor take on Linfield, and there's one fixture cross-channel as West Brom and Leicester clash in the English Championship. That one starts at 8:00. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has confirmed Erling Haaland is fit for the visit of Burnley in the Premier League tomorrow. The Norway international missed Wednesday's EFL Cup win at Huddersfield after coming off during the draw against Arsenal last Sunday. But Guardiola says Haaland will be needed for a challenging week ahead.
The last few games before international break, we had an incredible tough week last week in terms of difficult opponents and demanding, and ready for this week. Champions League again, all the time, is goes a booms when I feel we are still there to play in that competition.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot has revealed that teenage defender Giovanni Leone will be out for a year following a serious knee injury he picked up in his debut. The €30 million summer signing played 81 minutes of Tuesday's EFL Cup win over Southampton before tearing his ACL. And Cole Palmer has been ruled out of action until after the October international break. The Chelsea midfielder has been struggling with a groin issue. In horse racing, Cashel Dale Ladd won the €100,000 William Hill Handicap hurdle in front of a huge crowd at Ladies' Day at Listowel. With the details, here's Dave Keenan.
Cashel Dale Ladd captured the feature event at Listowel in Ladies' Day, the €100,000 William Hill Handicap hurdle, after the favourite. Partnered to victory by Josh Williamson, it was Josh's biggest success to date, and trained by Gordon Elliott, asserted on the run-in to account for Lord Erskine. And it's been a brilliant week for local trainer Owen McCarthy. He saddled his fifth winner of the week and completed a double today after Regards to Rose won the Trant Goodwill Stakes Handicap hurdle, and Ollie Lababa had earlier won the Ladies' Handicap hurdle in the hands of Jodie Townend.
An 8-race card in Dundalk is underway. Donegal jockeys Dylan Brown McMonagall and Patrick McGettigan are both in action at the Louth venue. In Gaelic games, we're getting towards the business end of the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship here in Donegal. The first semi-final will take place tomorrow as Gidor and St Michael's go head-to-head for a place in the senior final. That gets underway at 5 o'clock at O'Donnell Park. At 4 o'clock on Sunday, also at O'Donnell Park, it's the turn of Niamh Connell and Four Masters to bid for their spot in the decider. We will have full live match coverage of both of those big games here on Highland this weekend. That's all your sport for today. I'll be back with Kieran Cannon on Highland Radio Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, works on the Kilmacrenan Active Travel Project in Letterkenny are set to begin in the coming days. Donegal County Council says the project aims to make it easier for people to use active travel for a 10-minute journey to key destinations within the town. ACS Civils Limited has been appointed as the main contractor for the year-long works, which are to take place between the hospital roundabout and Knocknamona roundabout, including a section that extends from Knocknamona to the Optum Business Park entrance. A traffic management system will be in place for the duration of works. And finally, the Social in Gidor has been awarded €12,000 in funding to showcase emerging musical talent. The Grassroots Music Venue Support Scheme supports the work of the Nighttime Economy Task Force. Announcing the funding, Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, says venues such as the Social play a vital role in nurturing emerging musicians and providing them with an opportunity to hone their talent. Weather now, it will be a dry start to the evening, but clouds will continue to increase and rain and drizzle will develop. Lowest temperatures this evening of 8 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines. A major search operation is continuing for a missing fisherman off the coast of Sligo. The alarm was raised after a fishing vessel was found aground with its engine running in Donegal Bay yesterday. There's been a 9% increase in the number of families homeless in the northwest. Meanwhile, in Donegal, 57 adults were registered as homeless last month, down 13%. The Justice Minister is being urged to upgrade Donegal Town Courthouse. The building is temporarily closed due to health and safety concerns. And the Atlantic Technological University has received global recognition for marine pollution research. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Jim and Natasha of Colm Ferter and Shaw. Balu na mílte oga cairn den tír a maile he clia compárte glacúd san agóid cárta an agóid náisiúnta na gael agus an céad agóid náisiúnta ar san na gaelige a maile he clia le breis agus deigh mlíana ag an deireadh seart in seo thart. Rinne siad éilimh ar mhaonú cáithrim ar an cairt chun chónaí sa gaeltacht ar a chaú is san chóras idetheis agus chólínú cearta teanga mar atá gealta le fada. Bhí grúpaí gaeilge agus gaeltachta scoiltithe chóir chumann, teaghlaigh agus polaiteoirí oilig i láthair ag éilimh athraithe dearafathe don gaeilge. Ón stáitse thug cúigear canteoirí gút don phráin atá an faoi láthair san airneol ina measc ana ní bhreanáin ón bhachtas tithíochta gaeltachta blaenú agus haring si arid ar an ghear cem tíhiocht sa gealtacht. Lúr Ciaran Magella Vain uctor an conru na gaelige fuin ghear cem muiníhe agus an ghear gha a tala carta teanga a corri vaim. Agus creigni a mórshúl le léirithe cuachtaha o chodstan na cioltari gaelige is ahanta sa tír. An amask Brendan o Beglia agus Huartan. Jenny, ambassador na Palestine go herin an Dr. Gillan Wachba Abdal Majid an Ella Dornson air fihe fihe sa cuiga oscult go hafigul turnona anew an Auraclan Gidor ega lahanye a shart. Gentar session play fosta kesht na Palestinia on Ardan agus an shin be kiol korum le ramper kigar in the bunti agus huartan agus kiol bio in a yeshin a reached itchi hudi bug. Be la mór on de saharnin on the kosh laha don luhe, be la chaili on in the meskul your kultury, statue gail shli, agus be nabani ura, kushla, tart, de veridian, agsalia, agus tell you, son omiyakt and statue kat namani komai. Be shastan cardiacta agus bia agus be taras buej corra foil fasta le cioltori ahanta Pyrrhus O'Larkin agus Dominic McGillivrige I godjurta Francis Martin. Agus be iha arnil on nis mulia le cahulu curran agus a cardia agus a ciol curran fasta an prive statue egg onad kosh laha. Be tell you emakti on fasta jadoni be scannon kuakta on fwin Palestine a hashbench eg araclan gidor eg 3 o'clock. Agus tell you kyol eg lanachorai frigia tornona. Tagaholus egan siv Dornson Air Bunkai E. Agushin Mahodcha Eligulier Slanagus Banner.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, September the 26th. The death has taken place of Larry Gallagher, Crana Boys, Lochris Point, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his residence until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday morning to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen Harper, née Rush, 70C, Castle Finrod, Castle Derg, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home on Monday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church at Castle Derg, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Joe McGauley, 7 Patrick Street, Strabane, and formerly of Letchermack Award, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home at Strabane this evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Funeral leaving the funeral home tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Paddy McGinley, Dubla Letterkenny, and formerly from Fulcara. Paddy's remains are reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, until 8 o'clock tonight. Buna leaving his late residence at Dubla, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in New Lex Cemetery, Letterkenny. House private, please. The death has taken place in Nottingham, England, of Neen McDade, formerly of Skerry Kilmacrenan. Reposing at the residence of his brother Hugh McDade, Skerry Kilmacrenan, from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Jack McLaughlin, Strain, Monyak, Buncrana. Jack's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Desertigny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. House private from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, in lieu of flowers to CCU, Letterkenny University Hospital, or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or porter funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.